Do You Have Strong Emotions? Written and narrated by Mike Iamelli. Originally posted on MikeIamelli.com on April 2nd, 2019. I have strong emotions, like powerful gusts of wind, strong emotions that have blown me around my entire life. I've gone to weekly therapy for years. I journal every morning. I've hired dozens of coaches and been through plenty of masterminds. Self-work is even my job every single day. And my emotions haven't dampened at all. In fact, they've gotten stronger. We talk about strong emotions, those of us who are too emotional, like it's some kind of defect. Like if we just put in the work to curb those emotions through therapy or coaching or some other modality, then we'll be okay. We'll be more manageable. We'll be normal. But strong emotions are a sign of sensitivity, of sensing more of the world around us, of being more alive, engaging more fully with life. We see and feel and taste more of the world around us. We experience the fullness of life, and we react to it based on our genius. The more I do any kind of self-work, the more sensitive and emotional I feel. Because I'm becoming more alive. I'm becoming more sensitive to life. I'm seeing the beauty and miracles that I just couldn't see before. And I'm recognizing where things match up to my genius and where they don't. It's not a handicap. It's a gift. It's our genius. It's what makes us come alive. When I eat a piece of food that surprises and delights me, I can't even speak. I close my eyes and just be with it. When I watch an opera singer belt out an aria, I can't help but feel the deep emotion of what they might be singing. I'm emotional, and it makes life so much richer for me. For most of my life, I thought there was something wrong with me, feeling things so deeply, unable to understand why my mood could suddenly switch or why I'd feel awkward and uncomfortable in one situation, but like I just couldn't shut up in another one. I had no idea that I was a visionary, and that the strong emotions I felt were my sensitivities to the world around me, to seeing the essence, the genius in all things. That sensitivity is synonymous with life force itself. That during my darkest days, I felt numb, like an object, because numbness is the exact opposite of sensitivity. It's being deprived of life force. It's feeling less alive. A remote control is an object. And it doesn't have a ton of sensitivity. It's not alive. It can't see or feel or touch or taste or smell anything. So the extent to which we sense life, to which we engage with life, is the extent to which we ourselves are tapped into our own life force, our subjectivity, our genius. Genius is simply the inborn nature or generative power that is our birthright. It's the perspective, the subjectivity, the gifts, the essence that only we have. To reduce ourselves to simply one or two aspects for ourselves, or one or two aspects that people label us as, is to turn us into objects, to deprive ourselves of that rich tapestry of emotions, those sensitivities to life. And I let people label me for most of my life. In fact, I internalized those labels. I was too thin, too emotional, too intense, too playful. I wasn't serious enough or masculine enough. So I started seeing myself as only the things people told me I was. I started reducing myself to a few attributes and mostly feeling shame around those attributes. I didn't feel this fully alive, sentient being. I felt like I was useful when I was helping someone with my intelligence or sense of humor, but basically too much everywhere else. I was objectified, turned into an object, reduced to a few attributes that were dichotomized into praise and shame. And as much as I cursed my deep emotions and sensitivities, they were the very things that kept me feeling alive, even when it was painful. We experience all of life through our senses, To be alive is to sense life. The more we sense life, the more alive we feel, even when those sensations are uncomfortable or painful or unpleasant. Because life is everything. It's joyful and exciting and passionate and uncomfortable and painful and unpleasant. And our senses let us experience more of it. They let us engage more fully with life, sharing our own unique genius and receiving the genius of all of those around us. Emotions aren't something to be minimized. They're something to be honored and felt. They're the birthplace of intuition and genius and life force itself. We can't possibly discover, experience, or share our genius if we aren't sensitive enough to it. So those deep emotions, that deep sensitivity, is what gives us access to who we really are and how we can offer our greatest contribution to the world. It's only through deepening into that sensitivity and understanding it that I've been able to create the life that I truly want, using my emotions to identify where the rules and stories don't align with my genius, and seeing new visions and possibilities to support the world. I immediately feel if a person is the right fit to hire or not. I immediately feel if a marketing strategy is a good fit or not. I immediately feel if a home is a good place for me or not. Because I feel more, I sense more, I experience more of the essence of life around me. To be sensitive is to be alive. It's what separates us from my remote control. It's only through our senses that we ever experience life. Don't shame yourself for being emotional and sensitive. It's the very thing that means you're a genius, and the very thing that will create the life you're meant to live. Questions for reflection. Answer in the journal, in the comments right here, or take it over to the Sacred Branding Facebook group, where we can support one another. Do you have strong emotions? Have you ever felt like a victim of really strong emotions? Have you wondered why your mood changed suddenly? Or why you were getting upset over something seemingly minor? Have you been told you're too emotional or too sensitive? Have you wished you weren't so emotional or sensitive? Conversely, have you ever felt numb to a situation? What if your sensitivity is actually how much you're engaging with life? What if the more you step into your genius, the more sensitive you become to life? What if the only way to access your genius is through your emotions and sensitivities?